non-profit organization Centre Action Bénévole Coansville is joining forces with La Cellule Jeune et Famille de Bromissisquoi, a non-profit organization that supports youth, seniors, and families that are vulnerable, to create one large food bank to address food insecurity in Council and Bromissisquoi. Natalie Guerrero-Velez, director of the CAB, gives us all the details about this new project. Good day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure, your host for CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits. Natalia, can you please start off by highlighting some of the work of the Centre Action Bénévole in Countsville, CAB for short? What sort of services and support do you provide to the Bromissisquoi region?
Yes, I'm very happy to do that. We have over 200 volunteers who are committed to helping the community, and we have a food bank. It's one of the, it's one of the largest one in our region. We also offer the service of medical transport. So our volunteers will take people to, will accompany them to medical appointments. You know, transport is it's a major issue in our region that something that needs to be improved. But for now, so our volunteers are really generous and they accompany people, and not only in the region but to medical appointments in Montreal and Sherbrooke, etc. We also have the Impact Clinic, so our volunteers prepare more than over 1,000 tax reports every year.
Like income taxes, you mean?
Yeah, income taxes, exactly. Awesome. Income taxes. After a pandemic, that we've been doing the friendship phone calls. They used to be visits, and they're not. They became phone calls, but in 2023 they will restart again to be a friendship visits for people who are isolated and need someone to come and comfort them. We also have a team of amazing volunteers who do transformation, who prepare meals. Presently don't have a kitchen, so this is not regular. It happens every now and then, but we do offer, like recently they prepared some really nice meals for the new Alte Chaleur in Coansville. This is a small place that has been set up for people that are living in the street. So we're really happy to collaborate with the organizations that are doing that. We cover pretty much a larger scope. Seniors are, I would say that we try to help mostly vulnerable people and seniors. Some seniors, not all of them, some are vulnerable, so we do reach out to them. But in the food bank, people that come to the food bank, it's families, children, people. And nowadays, we are starting to see people that are at work, which is something we've never seen before, or rarely seen before. So it really shows us the situation presently is really difficult. It's really difficult. We have more demands for the food bank than ever before. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a great leeway into my next question. As you mentioned, the CAB has a food bank, and with the collaboration of La Cellule Jeune et Famille de Bromissisquoi, it was recently decided to unite the food banks that both organizations have. How did this collaboration come about, and why did you think it was important to take that step?
Yeah, I'm really happy we can talk about that, because I find it's a really innovative project. So the CAD has been running the food bank for already many, many, many years. And La Cellule, they have a small dépannage, emergency dépannage. So people in need who have a, sort of like a crisis situation or a really tough situation will go and they offer them help. And but La Cellule has something that we do not have at the CAD, which is the counselors. And so for a long time, we wanted to collaborate with organizations that have counselors, because we know that people that come to our food bank, to the CAP food bank, they have needs that are larger than just food needs, right?
Yeah.
There's lots of things going on in their lives, and we're not yeah, we're not, let's say, qualified to respond to those needs. Sometimes we would refer them to services, but it's not the same thing as a counselor who can really do a follow-up and really develop a relationship with the person and help them. So this is one of the main reasons. So we sort of we're uniting the two expertise of the two organizations. We are experts in Jean de Darre, so it's like a food management. Let's say, you know, we have a really solid team of volunteers who you know, make the commands, receive the food, and organize it, distribute it, and it's all, you know, they're really, really good at that. And La Cellule, their expertise is the counseling. So now we're uniting these two expertise, and it's awesome because we're showing that working together, it's better, that we can do better, and that we do can work together, you know, different organizations, and put new projects in place. So we're really happy about it. And I'm going to say that what's really important is that we will be, we already started asking for funds for this project, because we do need funding for the project. So it's important to say that we're starting slowly to put it in place, but we will need the help of, you know, we've sent already some demand de subvention.
Yeah, financial support.
Exactly. And so we're really hoping that we can, that we can get the financial support we need to make it happen, because it's an important project, especially now that, you know, that the demands are huge, are larger than ever.
You're mentioning how you needed funding for the project. Are you hoping, you said that you didn't have a kitchen. Are you hoping to use some of this funding to actually have a kitchen for yourselves?
Well, no, it's like two separate things, because I guess that's the other thing I didn't mention. No, actually, we have but you can mention it. We have it's different, because the funding that we want for the unification project is really for hiring someone. It's mostly for being able to hire a chargé de projet that can run the project. But we are presently developing a really interesting, beautiful project. You know, it's called like the Agrandissement du Cap, but it's for the whole community, actually. And you will be in the news for sure in February, because we're doing a press conference. And we're presenting it then, like we're taking the opportunity to talk about the 50th anniversary to really officially launch this project. And then we need funding for that project for sure, because it's a really big project, a construction project we'll be building, because we need a kitchen and we need bigger spaces and then like adequate spaces for volunteers to work, to do all the amazing things they do.
Yeah. Like you mentioned, what was great about this collaboration was La Cellule has counselors that will be able to work with the people that come to the CAB. One of my questions for you was, are there other issues that you hope to address with this collaboration? Are you able to highlight some of the other ways that you plan on supporting people that come to the CAB?
What we feel we're going to accomplish now is that people not only are going to have a help regarding the food assistance, but larger than that, we are going to be able, you know, by working in collaboration with the La Cellule, we're going to be able to support them in their other needs, larger than just the food
food insecurity needs.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's very important, because that takes, it's like a larger vision of the problem. They go through much more than the food need. It's just one element, and so it's very important that we can address all the others to really help them get on their feet. And you know, in the long term, our objective is that they become autonomous. It's not that the objective is not that they come forever, and they don't. Most people don't. They just come when they need, when they have a particular need, because people don't come to the food bank because they like to. It's really because they need to. This project really aims at providing, it's more like a longer term solution for them.
Now, you mentioned before how the demand for the food bank at the CAB has been worse than it ever has been. How has this challenged the food banks? I'm sure that it put a lot of pressure on the CAB, knowing that the demand was so high in the area.
Exactly, yeah. And this is all over Canada. I think we've seen in the news lately that this is unprecedented food need and demand. It's all over the country and all over Quebec. But yeah, we felt it here as well. And happily enough, we have, as I said, a really solid team of volunteers. And the CAB staff, the CAB team, the employees, and we've been working really, really hard to make it happen. So, for example, and a few weeks ago, we prepared our volunteers, went to the campus, the kitchen in the campus of Romisiskwa, and with their teams prepared together meals for people in the food bank for the Christmas baskets. And so, I think a lot of us are working together, which is really good. To, you know, we don't work isolated. We work really in collaboration with La Cellule, with the other organizations in Cowansville, Les Chevaliers de Colombe, Isabelle, La Maison de la Famille, Les Femmes de Campos. Everyone is trying to accomplish the same, helping all these people. So that's very important. We work in collaboration with all the other organizations, and that helps. We've received a lot of help from the community as well. I'm really thankful, and I appreciate this opportunity to say thanks to all the people and the organizations who have given us support. We've received a lot of food at schools, the school in Denham, the school in Felixburg, and Mathieu Vanier. You know, we've received a lot of food, and that's really awesome because that helps us to prepare really nice Christmas baskets for people.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you know how many families you supported this year? How many meal baskets or food baskets have you given out? Do you know around how many families you've helped?
Well, I can talk about because, you know, we compile our statistics according to the, like, financial year. So from 2021 to 2022, distributed over 2,000 food baskets. So in 2023, I'm going to be able to tell you how many we distributed in this last year. And I think it's going to be much, much, much more because the demands have increased so much. So I think it will be interesting to see the statistics because we will see the real increase, and it's going to be something, yeah.
Yeah. Now, how can people go about accessing this service, or how can people support this new food bank that you're putting together?
They can just give us they can give us a call. They can come to visit us. So our phone number is 450-263-3758. Our website is www.cab.com. Cowansville all together. Come and on our website, it is possible to make donations to the CAB. It doesn't have to be specifically directed to the food bank. It will all go to the food bank anyway, like if it helps our mission. But it can also be, you know, if somebody wants to give a donation and send a check, they can always say it's for the food bank, and then we make sure that it really only goes for the food bank. And becoming a volunteer is also a great way to help. And I can say it doesn't take a lot of time necessarily, or, you know, people give, our volunteers are really nice. We have really nice teams of people who are happy to work together. They have fun, you know. It's not just about working. They have fun. And if it's only once every now and then, it's okay. Like, people just keep what it fits with them. And so volunteering is an amazing way to help as well. And invite people to come and talk to us and to see us. And we'll be very happy to either for the volunteering or just for giving a donation or just for knowing more about what we
do. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Natalia. Those were all the questions I had for you, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention about the project with La Cellule or about food insecurity here in the region that you think would be important for people to know.
Well, I want to thank people because I think people in the region are really, really generous. So again, I'm touched by all the donations we have received so far and all the people that are engaged in helping and giving a hand. I take this opportunity to wish everyone Merry Holidays. Yeah, we're lucky to have a really active community and thanks to the volunteers, because their work is amazing, and what they do, it really makes a difference in people's lives. So yeah, I'm really proud to be part of the CAB team. Merry holidays.
Well, thank you so much, Natalia. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for this time.